Marian Anderson was my hero. Marian Anderson was an opera singer and a lieder. She sang a lot of German lieder, and she had to go to Europe to have a career because she could not have one in America.
And what years are we talking about here?
We're 19...
Ballpark.
50... 1950s, 1960s.
So you can imagine her trying to carve out a career in America. But she went to Europe and
yes,
they...
but then you see there were jazz singers and blues singers who were having huge careers. But because she was a classical singer and sang European music, she was not allowed to sing in the opera companies in the United States. So she went to Europe and had her career, mainly in Germany.
I notice you've got a little badge with her face on it. So you obviously care about this woman.
Very much.
And it's going to be, I guess, an emotional thing to bring part of her music to
this
production. Well,
she painted the way for me and other people like me who sing classical music, black people, black Americans. She was the one who paved the way for us. If she had not done what she did, then I wouldn't have never been able to have the opportunity to sing.
Yes. And of course, this is a wonderful show. Now, look, I've got the program here, Black, a Celebration of African-American Culture, on at the Clink. And as I look through, Up You Pop, Al Tawiz.
Yes.
Now, you're doing some songs, Deep River, which I love that song, Deep River.
And these are arrangements by Moses Hogan, a wonderful arranger. He's no longer with us. Unfortunately, he died at a very early age. But what a wonderful talent he was. And he's arranged these spirituals. And I haven't been able to find the music for these spirituals. And I used to listen to these when I was a little girl from Marian Anderson singing.
Yes.
And these are the closest arrangements that I've found. And it's really lovely because Marian Anderson was a contralto.
Ah.
And a contralto is a little bit lower than a mezzo-soprano.
Yes.
And it's kind of where my voice is settled where I am in my age now. It's kind of settled low in the contralto range. And so I'm really happy to be able to bring these songs
beautiful
to the Clink. Yes.
But Marian won't be here on Friday or Saturday, and I'd love to come along. And she loves spiritual and gospel music, but I love it also.
Yes.
And when you look at artists over the years, Elvis, for example, was a great lover of this sort of spiritual music.
Yeah. Well, he grew up, with it, and he would hang out in the black churches. And black communities have always been accepting more so to other races than the other way around.
Yeah.
And his backup girls were always black. And so sometimes he'd be late coming on stage because he'd be in the dressing room jamming with the backup girls singing gospel music and spirituals, yes.
That's right. And also, he would also jam with the Jordanaires and his backup musicians after a show as well.
Yes.
And that's when he would really, because I think he had a deep belief in a hereafter and the spirit, the Jesus. He had a real love of that.
Yes, he was a Christian.
He was.
Yes.
Okay, we're moving on. Jennifer Kerr is in the show as well. She is wonderful.
I've been waiting for her my whole life.
She's
fabulous.
Isn't she the most wonderful lady? And, of course, she's in this Missy 3 now.
Yes.
Which you and I were standing at the Central Hotel the other night when they were singing.
Yes.
Weren't they wonderful?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And, when people see me, they expect my voice to sound like Jen's.
No.
And it's like, oh, no, but she's a soul sister, She's got soul.
She has got something. She's got that little X factor too. But those girls together, I've told them, they've got to do a CD and I will play it on the station.
Fantastic.
I just absolutely love it. Now we have the reprise of Nonsense Final. Now I'm looking forward to that. A little bit of a Whoopi Goldberg happening there.
I love it. I love. We had so much fun with Nonsense.
Yeah.
And when we did it and they sang, Holier Than Thou at interval, I thought, we have got to put this in black because it is gospel all the way. They might be Catholic nuns, but...
doesn't mean they're not hip. They're not hip to the scene, baby.
That's right.
Now, I'm just trying to pronounce Idris.
Yes.
And I just want to get Idris's surname correctly pronounced.
Alcom Reiki.
Thank you.
Yes.
And here's an easy one, Alan Searle.
Yes.
Now, Alan has a program now on Fab FM. Fridays between 10 and 1, he plays all his beautiful, cool lounge music and what have you.
Fab.
What a character Alan is.
Oh, what a character.
He's a born ham, isn't he?
He really is. I can't wait to see what he's going to be wearing that night.
Okay.
He's a big dresser.
Well, I'll ask him on Friday when he comes in. Yeah. And now also the Black Show Band. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a band that Idris has put together. We've been wanting to do this for a while. We have the Motown Review. And because of Jenny Kerr coming to Port Douglas, we have now someone to help me with this type of music since I'm a classical artist. We needed someone to do a Motown review. People have been asking every year, well, when are you going to do some Motown? And they see my face and they're expecting me to be Diana Ross.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, I'm Marian Anderson. I'm Eloise Devon.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, live, yes. So the girls and the band have put together a Motown review, and they're playing some gospel also with a choir.
Yeah.
We opened the show with Who Will Speak, which is a fabulous number, which is basically... about rights of all human beings and animals and birds and creatures, and who will speak if you don't?
Exactly.
We've got to speak up.
We've got to speak up.
Yeah.
Particularly for creatures that can't speak up.
Yes.
And you know, it's our responsibility. They're put on this earth with us, and it's our responsibility to care for those. And we feel deeply about that. That is why Fab FM, we also added, well, tourism was part of our license, but we added the environment, because I think it's so important that we care for the environment and the creatures that live
so important
in our world.
Yes.
It is. And I think, too, without getting too deep on this, I think we are as one. We are one on this planet. But unfortunately, in many parts of the world, they don't have that in their heart. There's war and suffering and people dying, and it shouldn't be happening.
Well, the kids have a great message for Black. They're singing Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror.
I love it.
And the message in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they said, what's this song about? And they've got it, you know, they've got that. It has to begin with them.
Yes.
That person who you see in the mirror every morning.
That's right.
That's where it begins.
That's where it absolutely starts. Yeah. So from Memphis to Motown, I will love that. So look, wrapping it up, what a great thing. Black 2019, presented by Douglas Theatre Arts Group and Eloise Devon. And Eloise, what can I say about you? You're just quite a remarkable lady. When we first hit town, people said, have you met Eloise yet? And we said, no, I haven't met her yet. You've got to meet Eloise.
Didn't know you were going to meet me out on the beach.
No, that's exactly right. But, you know, you've made such an impression, Eloise, in this community. And you know, I'm a great believer. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that things are meant to be. I think you're meant to be exactly where you are meant to be at the moment. You're meant to be right here.
That's right. I truly agree with you.
Mm. Okay, so tell us, where can you get tickets and what days are on and what times?
Yeah, so everyone in this community should be a member of the Clink, which means they should have received an email that's got all the information.
Good.
Or just simply call up the Clink or go online and book your tickets with theclinktheater.com.